girl Patrice. Stay tuned. Hey guys, thanks for staying with us. So you know, we're still in the month of March, and we all know that March is celebrated as Women's History Month. Shout out to all my women out there doing their thing, making a difference, and being the light that this world needs. I salute you. Queen you are. Where is the crown that sits on your head? I just want to share a little bit from a passage of scripture that speaks volume to every woman who desires to be a woman of purpose. And what is it that the Lord expects from us, or some of the characteristics? I won't go into all, but just to name a few. And Proverbs 31 is one of my favorite books and chapters. It just describes the kind of woman that the Lord wants us to be. So I will read from Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 13. And it reads thus: Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. So the Lord expects of us to be very practical women, women who are innovators, creative, but women who know their worth and know that you are far above rubies. That is awesome. And when we begin to know our worth and know who we are and how valuable we are and how important we are and how special we are, how unique we are, how different, we tend to operate differently. We tend to not settle for less than what God has for us. We tend to own our crowns. We tend to wear our crowns. And we tend to position ourselves for that which God called us to do. So, who is a virtuous woman? A woman who is positioned in purpose. A woman who is in alignment. A woman who knows her worth. A woman knows that. A woman who knows that she should be a light. A woman who knows that she should be different and set apart and step out. So, God. So, every woman is called to be a virtuous woman, but not every woman sees themselves as being virtuous. You don't need to have a certain look. You just need to believe in yourself. Believe in what God has put inside of you. Despite your background, despite your setbacks, despite what you went through, you were called for this. You were created for this. And that's why the passage of scripture that says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing, because you are the good thing. You are the good thing.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.